independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Send up a crowfoot. Give me an app check.
There's a place in the friendly skies where not everyone is so friendly.
Stop. Hold it.
I need 3 hours minimum.
Check it out.
Over 9,000 mechanics of United Airlines work
here.
Give
me a mini grinder.
They're picky, fussy, stubborn. But if you fly, they're the best friends you'll ever have. United, rededicated to giving you the service you deserve. Come fly the friendly skies.
Lady.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you've not seen the video, go to chadbensonshow.com. You can check it out. A passenger on a United flight from Chicago to Louisville would not deplane, if you will. Right? Would not deplane when asked to deplane. When asked to deplane, said nah. Not going to do it. And all day, Anthony and I have been talking. He thinks I'm not right here. Thinks I'm wrong. He's like, Chad, you're a jerk. You're a Richard. You're wrong about this. For me, right? For me, I look at this and I think, okay, here's the deal. Says on your ticket, you may get screwed. Right? Now you paid for it. They're going to get you there. Just may not be on this flight. That's one of the things. Right. Secondly, how you pay, what you are to them matters. You pay a higher fare, you're probably not going to get bumped. You got a discount fare, there's a chance you're going to get tossed. Now, when you see the video, and if you've not seen the video, right, he is, and you can hear by this, let's just hear the beautiful screams of yet another satisfied United customer. Those are some friendly skies. By the way, they were not in disguise. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love the commentary.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? No.
I'd be like, what's the hold up?
Oh, my God. Look at what you did to him.
So the cops come on, right? Airport cops. And they come on, and they ask the guy to get off. He didn't want to do it, so then they ask the lady, hey, can you move? They grabbed him. Somehow he slips. And by the looks of it, he kind of goes dead fish. Like Jack used to do this when he'd throw a fit. If you have kids, you know, right? They go dead fish and they just kind of flop. And then you try to pick them up and they're just like a noodle, right? Well, that's what it looked like he did. All right. Now, I'm not saying he did, because as with all of these things, right, with everything, we only saw a portion of it. So all day, United's been getting hammered. And the cops are in trouble for the way they handled it. And I said, look, you can't blame United for the way that he was removed. Because they're not the cops, right? There's no United police. It was airport cops. Wasn't even a sky marshal. Said, get your ass off. Now what some people are saying is, this dude was belligerent before, right? He was belligerent before all of this. Now you made like... There's always a story, right? Like, we always think we know the story. And I tell everybody, you better let the dust settle, because then we're going to get a real story. Let the dust settle, then decide. Right now, I've got a Twitter, at Chad Benson, poll up. Should the passenger on a United flight given up his seat, or was United within the right to remove him? 20% says yes, they were. 70% says no. 10% said it was the police's fault. And I think the way he was removed, the optics weren't good, right? So he goes off and he's bloodied, and they tell everybody they got to get off the plane now. You got to get off the plane, right? Because there's blood, and we got to clean this up. So people are pissed. Then he somehow gets back on the plane. Now, my frustration would be, apparently the reason they were asking four people, who, by the way, they offered $800 in free fares to travel wherever you want to travel, and nobody was a taker. And the reason they wanted four people off is because for pilots flying from Chicago to Louisville, where they were going to go, then, you know, board their planes and fly people off to places. But then that guy gets back on, who's supposedly a doctor and has to get to the hospital, which we still have yet to confirm. Then this doesn't sound like somebody I want to be is my doctor.
Just kill me.
That's gotta, like, he's got a beat, right? Like, let's put some music to that.
Just kill me.
No, nobody's gonna kill you, dude. You just needed to get off the plane. That's all we were saying. We don't want you dead. We don't want anybody to kill you. We just want you off the damn plane. That's all. No more, no less. Period. Case closed. If you could get off the plane, that'd be super. A lot of people texting in about that. You could text the program 323-538-2423. As far as the texter goes and people on Facebook, it's kind of down the middle on this. It is. It's a bit down the middle. People not quite, you know, nobody's really, only Anthony is standing up for this guy. Only Anthony thinks that this guy was wronged. If you're sitting in first class, your ass is not getting off the plane, right? Like, if you're sitting in first class, you're not getting off the plane because you paid a lot of money to be there. If you pay full fare, because think about this. There is, 150, 200 people on an airplane, right? Every one of you has probably spent a different price, right? Some of you spent full fare. That ticket, you're in that veal crate that you're crammed into, right? In the back there, where they just come out and they just throw like 20 things of peanuts at you and like one Coke and you guys all have to beat the crap out of each other to get it. All of you have spent different. Some of you spent $200 on a flight. Some of you spent $493. You're going to the same place, right? It's not like they're dropping you off at somebody's house. So if you spent cheaper, your ass is going to get bumped. If you're a premium club member, you're probably going to stay because they value your business. It's the rich getting richer, Chad. It's the rich getting richer. Whatever. It is what it is. It really is what it is. It's stupid, but it was just so watching the whole thing just unfold and to see a grown man lay on the ground and with his glasses messed up. And she's like, dude, show some respect. Get off your ass and walk out of the plane. Go bitch and moan and tweet like the rest of us about what a dumbass move it was to fly United or whoever that, you know, whatever plane you were, and move on with your life. Take your $400, rent a car, right? Take your $800, rent a damn car, and then drive to Louisville if you have to be somewhere. It's a 4-hour drive, they're saying. 6 hours or whatever it is. If it's that important, we all have somewhere to go. We do. And if I have nowhere to go that's that pertinent, I'll take the free stuff. Producer Phil is the first one in line that says, hey, if you need somebody to be bumped and I got nowhere to go, give me a free something or other. I'll sacrifice. That's it. You know? I mean, but we all have somewhere to go. If this guy had super emergency surgery that he had to do, he was a heart surgeon. You know, I mean, aren't you? You're the one that people are getting bumped for. Good God, it's so insane. I cannot defend the guy because he looked like a weenie, just screaming and writhing around on the ground. And then he killed me. It's like somebody kill him. And if that's your doctor, it's like, dude, I don't want you to be my doctor. I saw you laying on the ground, whining like a little bitch. I don't want you to be my doctor. Like, Producer Phil, if that was your doctor, would you think about changing your doctor?
I would, yes, seriously.
I think, yeah, see? Again, now I'm sure he's a wonderful human being, but I'm just going to pass because I saw your midriff and you were crying and whining, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to be part of this. I don't really know. Yeah. You're horrible. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. We're watching CNN. We're watching it now. And look, What are the cops supposed to do? The dude is holding on to chairs. He is not getting up. And he's not out cold. He's just going dead fish. He's like a five-year-old. That's it. Get up. That's what I would have screamed. Everybody's like, I can't believe you're doing this. I'd have been like, get up and walk out of there. Punch him as he walks by. Did you see the great tweet? It says, first class, business class, fight club.
First class, business class, Hunger Games class.
Geez. Hunger Games class. That's right. It is amazing. Poor United, man. And you got to dig out of it because all that anybody cares about is optics. Again, we only saw a bit of it. We didn't see the 10 minutes up before that. We didn't see any of the other stuff. We just saw the part where stuff happens. And then everybody freaks out. And then you're getting other passengers goes, well, he was belligerent. And he wasn't really, you know, he wasn't all that. You know, I don't know. But I still would have got up and walked out. You know? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. What's your bad plane stories? You can text them to me as well, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Sooner or later, something's going to happen to your car. I know. Every day, cars, tractors, SUVs, everything, every car on the road, it breaks down. You got a problem with it. If you're lucky, you're under the manufacturer's warranty, all right? And they're going to repair it. But for many of us, we're getting towards the end of it, or we may not even have that anymore, but we don't want to get rid of a car because we like our car. But we realize there's thousands of dollars that work that may need to be done one day. Do you really want to pay for that? That's why I recommend getting extended coverage like I did from carshield.com. Let me tell you something about CarShield, how amazing they are, right? When I do something, I want to know the product I'm doing. I want to know that it really works. A lot of these people out there, they'll scream and shout anything. They're getting paid. And that's not me. You got to see some of the stuff I turn out. Car Shield works. I'll never buy a new car. Used car is great. And with something like this, the peace of mind I have knowing I'm taken care of, engines, transmission can cost you $1,000. Your car breaks down. What are you going to do? Well, if you got carshield.com, let me tell you what you're going to do. Relax. You can put your car anywhere you want, any mechanic, even back to the dealership. They'll take care of it. You get 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while it waits. No waiting for the check in the mail. When I mean they take care of it, CarShield takes care of it. If your car's 3 to 12 years old, don't have to worry about paying high repair bills. CarShield administrators spend about $2 billion in claims. They've already helped, and they want to help you. Peace of mind's there for you. Save yourself thousands. And potential car repairs, get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-856-1441 and mention code Benson or visit carshield.com and use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Benson. A deductible may apply to some plans. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
We do not have any information at this point as to whether there are any precursors to the incident that would have raised our suspicions as to any type of violence that might have occurred on the campus.
Horrible situation. That is San Bernardino Sheriff Ron Moss today shooting in San Bernardino. Three people are now confirmed dead. A incident took place. Seemed to be domestic disturbance or violence. Somebody came to the campus to confront a teacher, shot and killed the teacher. Then he turned the gun on himself. In the melee of it all, two kids were struck, one of which we have just learned has passed away, and apparently it was a special needs class. It was a horrible situation. It's disgusting. I got to be honest. It is absolutely disgusting. We've all been pissed at people, right? Like, all of us have had anger and been pissed at people. But never in my life have I ever thought, man, I want to go out and kill somebody and then turn the gun on myself. I don't care what you've done to me. I don't. Unless you've done, if you've molested a child, like, I could see how people could go into a blind rage or something. But the whole process of you know, somebody broke up with somebody and or they cheated or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't. It's sad. And again, you've got people here that, you know, have lost their lives unnecessarily. People that woke up today and decided, I'm going to go to work. Kids are going to go to school. And one of them is not coming home ever. One may come home, God willing that happens. And the teacher and this idiot, why can't they kill themselves first? Right? How about this? If you're so angry and you have to, before you decide to shoot everybody else, shoot yourself. And then if you're still angry, then go from there. Well, then they would be dead. Boom. I'm just saying.
I don't remember when I was little ever having to think about a kid or somebody coming in and shooting at my school, or you know what I mean? Just I can't imagine what they're even thinking.
Well, I can't. When I was a kid, I don't remember anybody coming and shooting up my school. But it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Remember, we live in a day and age of 24/7 news. We live in a day and age when you've got to fill time. And time is filled in a lot of different ways. Doesn't mean it didn't happen back in the day, because it did. Shootings happened. But now it's on, you know, now you get an alert, right? Now you get an alert to your phone, and then all of a sudden it goes viral. And you know, it's not just, it's several things that make it sometimes seem bigger than it is. Doesn't mean we shouldn't pay attention. Doesn't mean it's not something that's important. But we shouldn't freak out over it. But still, it is a horrible, nasty thing that happened. And once again, needless violence takes place because some asshat had a domestic disturbance over what? Just curious. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. Lots of people chiming in about their worst experiences and whether or not United was right to remove the person that they did the other day from the plane. The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform
all the duties incumbent upon me.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
As Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
As Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Discharge. Kind of weird, isn't it? I will discharge stuff and junk. Neil Gorsuch is the newest member of the Temptations, and I'm super excited, right? He was a four top, but now they've moved him up to the Temptations, so congratulations. No, he is the next member in the SCOTUS hierarchy. He's now ascended and discharged himself in the hierarchy of the SCOTUS land. It's official. He's been fitted for his robe. He gets a scepter and a crown. How cool is that? Congratulations to him, Mr. Trump, the president of these here United States of America. Very happy.
Justice Gorsuch, you are now entrusted with the sacred duty of defending our Constitution. The first ever Supreme Court justice to serve with one of his former law clerks. That's sort of a big deal, isn't it?
That's a pretty big deal. Kennedy, he clerked for Kennedy, what, 92, 93, 93, 94? Yeah, so that's a long time ago. But he is now officially a member of the highest court in the land. So he is just one step below Judge Judy. Judge Judy is the highest. Have you seen that new show that Fox has called You Decide or You Be the Judge? And so I think it's, what was her name? Justice Perino or whatever. The lady that was on, I think she was on Fox. And so she is, it's, I mean, it looks interesting. And I always wanted to do a show like this where you have a situation where it was just a pop-up, like, trial, like, right in the middle of the show, like, a pop-up, like, right in the middle of a walkway or something in a mall, and then you got juries of your peers just right there, and you'd go through it. Jeanine Pirro. So what happens is, in this new show, is you go, and you go on the show, and the country, via text message, will decide if this person is guilty or innocent of, I don't think it's crime. I think it's probably, it's a modern version of People's Court is what it is. It's a modern version. I don't know what kind of stuff they're going to have on there. But he is just one step below Judge Judy and that show, because that's the highest court in the land. So congratulations. It's been 100 days, and Trump, he's saying he finally got some stuff done.
This is a great honor. And I got it done in the first 100 days. That's even nice. You think that's easy?
Yeah, it's not. It's not easy. They're not a fan of you, is what I'm thinking. People are frustrated and flustered with you. Not a fan. Got it done in 90 days. Now you got taxes. Now you got Obamacare to knock out. If you could do that here before, say, mid-June, we'd all be stoked, right? We'd all be pretty happy. If you could do it before mid-June, and by the way, if you could start the wall in August, maybe September when it starts cooling down, we'd all be appreciative of that as well. I found this story today, this article is so crazy. And it comes from study finds, research studies first is what they're called. They're a big research group. And the study was conducted using records of patients referred to the Mayo Clinic for general internal medicine over a two-year period. Now, this is a two-year period, almost 300 patients. So it's not like it was three patients. Almost 300 patients that were referred to the Mayo Clinic. And this is eye-opening. Almost 9 out of 10 who go for a second opinion after seeing a doctor when it comes to a serious illness leave with a refined or new diagnosis from what they were first told. So think about that. 88% of people, so 100% of people get a diagnosis from Dr. A. Dr. A says, you got this. And you're like, oh no. But what should you always do? I'm going to seek a second opinion. Absolutely. Absolutely, go seek a second opinion. You go and seek a second opinion, and 88% of those people are going to be told, hold on a second. You may not have that. It may be this. Or you have that, but what he's told you or she's told you isn't completely accurate. There's some more stuff to it. Wow, that to me is crazy. And let's be real. We live in a day and age where all of the advice that we all self-diagnose, right? We go onto any one of these sites and, oh, God, my hip hurts. Uh-oh, it says here I could have this. Or, you know, my knee hurts. It has that. Or my stomach's really hurting. I'm getting a lot of headaches. We always jump to the first thing. Like, I think I have a tumor. It's like, slow your roll. Do you read your little phone 12 hours a day? Yeah, well, that's probably why your eyes are sore and your head's sore. It's not, but we all jump to those conclusions. Now, I looked at this and I thought to myself, my God, it is crazy to think that 88% of the time that you're diagnosed with something, you're getting not a false diagnosis, because they didn't say it was all they were all wrong. What they were saying is you get a refined, meaning somebody told you you've had this and you may have that. But what they've told you when it comes to that is, it's not all gloom and doom. There may be other news. There's other ways to treat it. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think having two heads is far better than one. And I've got friends who are doctors. You always get a second opinion. You must always get. There's no reason not to get a second opinion when it comes to medical stuff, especially when you're dealing with your life, right? When you're dealing with your life and somebody gives you a diagnosis of You've got 6 months to live. You've got two. You know, if you get it from a second one, then you're like, okay. But you get a second opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you ask most doctors, they're not offended by you getting a second opinion. Your smartphone, I've told you for years, you leave it at home, you'll go back and get it. You leave your wallet at home, you don't care. This is Carl Kilb, CEO of Bowlero, talking about why we're heading to the world of smartphones being our end-all to be-all when it comes to paying for stuff rather than cash and cards.
I think it'll be relatively quick at some point. Just like mobile phone adoption was very quick once the phone became small and affordable, mobile payments, seamless and easy and secure. And when that happens, everybody realizes, why not do everything on my phone? Why do I want to have a credit card that could be lost or stolen? Why do I want to have anything that could be an insecure way to do a transaction? This is my most trusted device. I always have it. People leave their house and forget their wallet. They don't forget their phone. You have your phone in your hand, your PIN in your head. You can do a transaction anywhere in the world seamlessly.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. I mean, and we are further behind. And we're just now adopting the chip. I still go into places. I would say for every 10 times I use my card, 7 have the chip. There's still 3 or 4 that do not have the chip. And the chip takes forever, and it's annoying as hell. And it's not making things. I mean, we're always looking to stay one step ahead. And that's what a lot of it is. You try to stay one step ahead of the people that want to steal your stuff, your identity, your money, those kind of things. The chip was supposed to be better. It's we're behind. Europe is using this, and we're going to use it as well. The only thing that worries me, because I know we're heading to a cashless society, the only thing that worries me is when I have cash, I'll spend it less than when I have the swipe of the card or something else. Right? Because when you have cash, you see it leave your hands, right? You see it leave your hands. And when it leaves your hands, you're more, When you just have a card, you just swipe. Now if I've got something on my phone where I can just touch something and automatically it works, that's a little too easy for me. But we're heading there. We're absolutely, and I, you know what, how much longer until, I know we talked about it last week, that company in Stockholm that gives you that little opportunity to put that small little rice-sized little gadget in between your index finger and your thumb, that kind of the webbing there, and that acts as if it's a chip that acts as if it's everything for the company. It's your ID, it's your time card, it's got money on there, so if you want to go buy something in the little commissary, you just swipe it and it works. I mean, we're going there. I worry about the privacy issues, but we're going there. We'll be in a cashless society in my lifetime. Is there really any reason to have cash anymore? I mean, we like cash because if you're getting cash, you want cash, right? In certain sense, situations, you want cash because you're trying to do what? You're trying to avoid what? Taxes. To avoid taxes, that's what you try to avoid. It's like I always tip cash when I tip people, because I know they're not going to claim that. That's not, whatever. It is what it is. But, I mean, to me, I just look at it and, like, I try to do the best I can with giving people a cash tip because I think they're not going to tax them for that. We're taxed enough. We don't need any more of them taxes. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chatbensonshow.com. The world we live in. Going on in Syria, North Korea is unstable. The world is unstable, which makes the markets unstable, right? Stock market's unstable. They like stability. They don't care who's running the country. They just like stability. Stability is great. It is. It's wonderful. But smart investors knows there's money to be made there. And also, they need to know, how do I protect my downside? Precious metals. I trust a company called Gold Co. Precious Metals. Been working with them, talking to them a lot. I do a blog for them, and I'll tell you what. As a broker, a former broker, precious metals to me were always something that had to be inside of people's portfolios. Especially people, it's funny because people who are risk adverse, you want to protect your downside. If the market collapses, gold will pick up steam and will protect your downside. Where you may be losing money in the market, you're gaining in the gold, and guess what? gold and precious metals like silver, when the market takes off, and it can, you can make a ton. It's not just about the market collapsing. Let's be real. If you invested 100 grand in 2000, it'd be worth about 450 grand today. I mean, that's a lot of money. Smart money. Diversification. Gold, coal, precious metals. I trust them. I think you should give them a shot. They're honest, ethical, knowledgeable. They're going to actually show you what you do to invest in this marketplace. Gold Co. is smart about that. They're not here to scream and yell and try to sell you something crazy and tell you the world's coming to end. They want to show you how you can protect your downside and protect the things you've worked so hard for, that money in your IRA, your 401k, that retirement money. You know what I'm talking about. Visit BensonGold.com to get started with your free IRA guide from Gold Co. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. Check them out. They'll show you. Wouldn't steer you wrong, kids. That's not who I am. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It is the Chad Benson Show. As we wrap it up on this most beautiful, how wonderful Monday night. Before we went to break, we were talking about the chip and the phone and, you know, one day everything. We're going to be a cashless society, you know, and Europe's already there. A lot of other places around the world are already at the point where cash is used sparingly. Right now we have that chip, and that chip is annoying as can be. And we were late coming to the game there. Once we're on board with something, boom, we're on board. But we're going to become a cashless society. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Ron and Indy, what's happening?
Yeah, Chad, I was going to say, if you really think about it, and you look in the good book, I've looked at it several times to see whether or not, you know, all this stuff is true. And at the very least, it makes a compelling argument. It is also headed to a society of haves and have-nots, and you're going to be labeled by the mark of the beast. If you do not have the mark, you're out of luck. And that's what's going on. They're already doing it with the school systems. And even though people may not believe it, it's kind of like a little form of communism, but hey, politicians don't want their name put on that. So we're going to come up with another way to do it.
So this is the mark of the beast. So we're not coming. It's coming. It's coming. Right on, my man. I appreciate that. Mark of the beast coming. I don't know if it's the mark of the beast. It isn't. I mean, look, are we heading to a world of have and have-nots? It might not be because the rich are taking over the world. It might just be because jobs are drying up, so we may have some haves and have-nots, and there is always that possibility. But we've already been a world of have and have-nots, and we've heard this a million times. If you go back through history, right, you go back through time and history, and you look at politics and what politicians were saying way back in the day, there were haves and have-nots back then, and that's the way society was going to go. You go back and you look, and the mark of the beast was coming, and it was going to be this, that, and the other. You go back and you look, and it was going to be the end of the world, and the four horsemen of the apocalypse have arrived. All of those things have come over time. I joked about it being the mark of the beast and not ready for a chip to be implanted in me so my employer can know every move, even though I am my employer. But I just think, you know, on the phone, a cashless society, we will take our phone, you know, with us everywhere we go. You know that. I know that. We all know that. It's crazy, but it's true. But we will leave our wallet at home. Why would you need a wallet? I mean, everything can be on your phone. If you think about it, all right, just for a second, everything can be on your phone. Why do you need a wallet? You can have an app for just about everything. Now, there's always going to be those people that want to read maps. There's always going to be those people that want to carry cash. But sooner or later, that's not going to be available. It's just not. And we're going to have to go in a different direction. Right? I mean, it's here, a cashless society. I mean, Again, I look at my wallet and I think, yeah, what was it? Was it Seinfeld? Remember when George was having back issues and his cousin's wallet was so big? Like, I don't even carry my wallet with me. It sits in the office. Sometimes I leave it in the car. I know you're not supposed to do that, but nobody's going to take my car. It might get towed away, but nobody's going to steal it. That is, you want to protect your stuff? Get a beater, right? get a horrible car. Like, nobody's coming to my car and going, dude, we got to break in. You wouldn't even get grand theft. You'd get like a misdemeanor and you'd have to apologize. I might even have to apologize to you.
Put it in Chad's car.
You're like, Chad, you need to apologize to this guy because he stole your car thinking it was worth something and he wasted his time. So apologize to him now. I'm like, all right, geez. Just saying. My goodness. But I don't. I leave my wallet at home all the time. I had to go somewhere yesterday and I didn't have my wallet. I was like, eh, you don't need it. So I can see why we would gravitate towards that. I don't know if it's ready for the mark of the beast yet, but I do know I worry about, you know, employers having so much stuff. And if they've got a chip in you that tells you everything that you're doing, even though they say they're not doing all of those things, I still worry a little bit about that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Less a leap year than 366 at 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. For my man Anthony, for my man Phil, my name's Chad Benson. We got you through this Monday night. We're going to do better tomorrow. We promise you that. It's the Chad Benson Show. Night-night, Jack.